think it's still in
that. Campfire Chronicles is back on the air, and my God, what a show. What a show we have for you, because what an incredible amount of shit we have to talk about. It's almost unreal. This week, since watching Old, which definitely got negative reviews from the majority of us last week, having gone and seen that film in the theater, the announcement trained has not happened for Halloween Horror Nights. Halloween Horror Nights, in fact, has not said anything about anything, but the creators scared, I think, the fan base last week when instead of a announcement, which usually comes on Thursdays, as far as houses or scare zones, all that came was a coronavirus health warning to the website. And then the main people all tweeting about getting vaccinated, making you think that maybe the event truly was in more jeopardy than what we believed it to be in. People really began to panic for a minute, but then it was almost like this assertion of calming came over the fan base. And that really came by with two things happened. Scare zone construction has continued heavily and steadily to the point now that it's all but confirmed that the icons will have the main scare zone in the park in Orlando, and they will have the main, like, original haunted house as well. On Twitter and pretty much all over the place, you can see this huge trestle that's being built in the main stage, Universal Orlando, and propane, all kinds of crazy crap, but they put signs with the originals up today, which... So there you go on that one. We got an insider leak information that it was going to be a British Got Talent dance troupe that's going to be part of some kind of stage show that happens in Orlando as well. So that was interesting and is gaining traction really fast. Then we got... news today, Hollow Scream Orlando, one of their new mazes and bar experiences centered around like a sunken pirate ship. Hollow Scream sending this unlimited front of the line to all the houses and roller coasters when Donna and I do that event here at the beginning of September.
Very
so
nice.
We'll definitely be able to cover, you know, all those houses in great detail for one of the very first episodes of Haunt Season, which, I think, John just said that the Los Angeles Hayride has announced that they are officially going, and they have said, man, that they are going to do that one when they do Not Scary Farm as well, but, really, our Haunt Season, Charlie, it looks good.
Yeah, it sounds great, Jen.
Not only does it look good, it's fast approaching.
Mm-hmm.
It is. It's definitely fast approaching. We have also gotten to a point where the other thing that's fast approaching is Sinister Creature Con.
Yes.
Right.
August 15th, SinisterCreatureCon.com. It's going to be... A hell of a night for Sinister Creature Con. We always do this. We always do this song, Charlie. I know you're gonna remember it.
Will I start crying, Jim?
It'll bring a tear to his eye.
I don't know. We'll find out.
I get sentimental.
We'll see. Do you know this song? Do you remember it?
I know. I don't remember it.
It's okay. It's okay if you don't. If you say no.
I'm saying no. I don't remember it.
Sorry. Because this is a song that Andrew and then John would always bring up when we would hype up Sinister Creature Con. But August 15th, in-person conventions finally returns to the I Love Horror brand, for lack of a better term. And Sinister Creature Con has what is a pretty diverse lineup for their return. I honestly cannot wait for this show for that very reason. And Charlie, are you ready to hear who we've got lined up?
Absolutely, Jim.
Well, right off of the get-go, let's talk about the fact that for the longest time, trying to get some of the guys from the It TV miniseries has been, it almost seems like it's been cursed. But now finally we have the director, Tommy Lee Wallace, coming to Sinister Creature Con. He will be there.
Also the director of Halloween 3, which some of us hold dear in our hearts.
Very dear. Marlon Taylor from that franchise also. Right in that same frame, Halloween 5, Michael Myers, Don Shanks, Texas Chainsaw Massacre 2, Bob Elmore, Neverending Story, Noah Hathaway, Aliens, Newt, Carrie Head, American Horror Story, we're going to be talking about that in a minute, Naomi Grossman, the biggest panel I think I've ever done, the Star Wars panel, C. Andrew Nelson, Alan Carnes, Eric Waller, and Nikki Botel, all throughout the Star Wars franchise, Denzel Whitaker, Greta, the list really, really goes on, a cornerstone in it. V. Neal really is always awesome. Greg Sestero always brings a high punch. He's coming. Crazy Bones from Bonefug and Harmony will be there. I mean, it's just going to be a wild time, man. This August 15th, SinisterCreatureCon.com. Get your tickets and we will see you in Roseville in just
2 weeks.
A little bit, 10 days or so, upon the airing of this show.
10 working days. I'm excited for Carrie Tagawa.
That's going to be good one.
Yeah. Shang Tsung himself.
Yeah, he, I don't think he's going to be doing a panel, unfortunately.
That's okay.
What, Don Shanks is not doing a panel?
I don't think so. The announcement, the schedule will be coming out here shortly, but it didn't look like it time. But he is going to definitely be there for you to interact with and talk to. And
it's always a good thing.
Yeah.
FaceTime.
Absolutely. Yes.
The other thing that really happened, Charlie, I honestly think you and I, we made a deal with the devil at the pizza parlor when we said, just give us one more Halloween. Kill us after Halloween, but just let us have one more Halloween. Dear because God. ever since making that proclamation at the maybe the worst service pizza parlor in Modesto.
Oh my gosh.
Christ.
They were terrible.
Yeah.
Which we'll be back there for Candyman in a couple weeks.
Hey! And I miss you on that one.
I'm excited for that one, actually.
Yeah.
Haunt season, it would seem, Charlie.
There was an assassin.
There's a commercial. Anybody seen Black Widow?
Yep. That's all right.
Not due to the recent legal allegations.
Scarlett Johansson. What a way to throw your career away, Scarlett. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, really.
Do you think it was really pushed by her, or do you think it was pushed by her people?
I'll say it's a double-edged sword in the sense that she's doing it to secure her streaming rights. And that's good. It's going to open up a big fucking...
push in the wrong direction. Her career at Disney is fucking over.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
But in general...
gonna take a blow.
Yeah.
Haunt season 2021, Charlie, looking like this. It happened. We acquired tickets, got them on a whim. We're going to it. We'll find out if it's shitty. Boobash, Magic Kingdom, we will be there September 10th. Hollow Scream, we just talked about it, being set September 11th. We'll be there in SeaWorld. Oogie Boogie Bash in Disneyland, also on September 11th. We'll have a team there. Then we do the cyber events that we've been invited to. We have HHN 3 on the 13th, on the 14th, Brody's Horror Houses, 17th, HHN 4, the 19th, Dark Manor. Those are all virtual, free. You can play along with us. The 24th, the Jacked Up Experience at the Cabana Bay in Orlando. The 25th and 26th, Halloween Horror Nights 30, the big one of the year right there. September 30th, Andrew Kane comes back to Modesto for Pirates of Emerson's 30th anniversary. We then, October 1st, Movie Park Roblox. October 9th, Not Scary Farm. October 14th, Halloween Kills Meetup. October 15th, Higby Horror Hunt. 16th, October 16th, we'll be at Ultimate Terror Screen Park in Sacramento. Blind Screen, Haunted House as well in Roseville. October 20th, another one on Roblox. You can play along for free. Greg Sanity. October 29th, the Nightmare Before Christmas in concert in Burbank. October 30th, Universal Studios Hollywood, Halloween Horror Nights Hollywood. That is what we have, and there is more to come to be announced for this haunt season.
Let me just say that's the greatest schedule that we've ever put out.
When did you say the meetup for the movie was?
October 15th. 14th. Oh. So it's not long. Yep.
Oh, right. Nice. What movie was it again?
Halloween Kills.
Oh, yeah. Nice. Halloween Sweet. Kills. We're going to be there because I got that whole week off.
Danielle and...
all right.
Danielle and Omar now coming up forward. What's going on, guys?
From Disneyland on the 13th.
Wow.
Hey, hey, hey.
Hi, Danielle. Hi, Omar.
I can't hear anything.
You can't hear anything.
I'm not in picture.
That's all right.
Hold on one second.
Hello.
I can't hear anything.
Yeah, I know why. Can you hear us now?
Can you hear us now?
Can you hear us now?
Hello.
I can't hear it coming from that.
Me. Can you hear us now? I can't hear him. Interesting. Okay. I don't know.
That's weird.
Does anybody know sign language?
Not really.
Okay, we're back. Sorry about that. We lost Danielle and Omar having technical difficulties there. But anyway, this movie that Charlie picked out, The Werewolves Within Us, 2021 release. This is a movie that centered around the girl with the big boobs from the AT&T commercial.
Lily from AT&T.
Lily from AT&T.
Everybody knows Lily.
She's also like one of those clickbait topics. Mm-hmm. Like
absolutely.
And every once in like once a month, maybe so much as twice to three times a month, they'll be like, "What happened to the girl with the big boobs?"
Right.
And it's like, click on this article to find out, and
right.
you get like suckered in. Which is probably why I see it more.
So how many times and have you been suckered in personally, Jim?
I've seen... I've obviously clicked it more than once because I've seen that thing pop up on my feed more than a few times.
Yes, we've all clicked on it, Jim.
Not me. That's a lie.
It has kind of an enticing picture there. It kind of catches you. Catches your interest.
It's a guy thing.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
It's a guy thing, yeah.
And we all love AT&T.
I mean, I don't really prefer them, but, you know, I don't mind the mascot.
I have no idea what you're talking about, but...
It's just you, as you, well.
You've never seen, like, the AT&T commercials with the girl who's like, oh, you need a bigger sign. Oh, an even bigger sign. Yeah, that the girl who was the pretend male woman...
Give it up.
Was okay. The AT&T spokeswoman. What? I'm just explaining to her she knows.
The thing that this movie kind of presents is the situation that this dude, who's now the sheriff of this town, is coming into is you don't really know if the guy's at... If people
park ranger.
Park ranger.
Or park ranger. Sorry.
New ranger.
You don't know if people are actually, like, killing each other, or if there really is going to be a werewolf. Like, halfway through the movie, like, it comes kind of, like, almost too clear that maybe this movie is about the werewolves within all of us.
Right.
Like the title suggests. And the movie in itself is not going to have a werewolf, which was... kind of disappointing to realize there for a minute. And then it slaps you in the face, spoiler alert, with kind of a dope little, like, homage. He kind of looks like Teen Wolf.
Yeah, that's what I thought of, too, when she changed.
It kind of reminded me of the werewolf-looking thing from Bram Stoker's Dracula.
No.
The face. Okay.
I think it was not even close.
I think if there was anything close, minus the long hair, obviously, the Benicio del Toro.
Oh, yeah.
The, you know, Wolfman.
But it's interesting that you said Teen Wolf, because the movements and stuff, when I saw her, you know, when she made the transformation.
The fingernails, too.
Yeah, I did think of Teen Wolf.
Which one, the show or the movie?
No. Please, Cal, not the show.
The movie.
Hey, and don't even say Teen Wolf 2, because that was Jason Bateman.
I don't even count that.
Okay.
And then I read a fact that they were filming Back to the Future at the same time.
Possibly.
And my dad doesn't believe the fact.
So, this movie is centered around, like, this oil fracking kind of line where this
pipeline.
Dude is, like, big time trying to get a money deal going on, and he plays like a villain that honestly a lot of this film is doing, and that is playing up like they're overacting.
The environmental bad guy. He stands for the guy who's trying to destroy the environment.
There? We're trying to see if Danielle and Omar are there. They're in another. There's another.
I can hear you.
You,
yay.
Hey, Danielle
now
can hear
can
us.
Hear
hey.
Hey, do you think you got a dope idea to do a podcast? Do some kind of a talk show like we do, where we have our favorite celebrities, authors, musicians come on and share their stories, or maybe just do a roundtable discussion with your friends about a certain topic
Either way, if podcasting is the way that you think you want to express yourself, we couldn't be more supportive. And I can't think of a better way to start one than with Buzzsprout. Buzzsprout will take your podcast and distribute it to all the major podcast outlets. I'm talking Spotify. I'm talking iTunes. I'm talking CastBox. I'm talking Pod whatever is out there. They're going to go ahead and they're going to put it out there for you. And if it doesn't show up automatically, they'll help you get it there. Also, Buzzsprout will help you try to find sponsors for your show. That way you can do cool stuff like go to the movies or a convention or a theme park. Especially with haunt season coming up, Buzzsprout's definitely trying to help you have success with your show and help you grow to whatever level you want that show to be. Check it out, man. Buzzsprout.com. And if you click the link in our show notes, you're helping yourself. You're going to get a $20 gift card to Amazon, and you're going to help our show out a lot as well. So get yourself 20 free bucks to Amazon by clicking the link in our show notes and start your podcast today at Buzzsprout.com.
And another, there's another. Which are the, hey, Danielle can hear us.
Hey, there she is.
Danielle. We just started talking about the movie and how it seemed like a lot of the actors, including Lily from AT&T, it was like this is like their first shot at a big one, and they kind of overcompensate a little bit.
Hold on, I can hear you. I'm trying to catch the last thing that you just said. Something I know about the girl that does the AT&T commercial. Yeah, that you're talking about.
Yeah, but do you think that they were like overacting?
Oh, totally. I actually fell asleep. I think halfway through.
I did. I was dozing in and out.
It was slow. It was slower than I remember it.
Slower than
and I just saw it 2 weeks ago, so
it was much slow. It was not as slow as old. Okay, I could say that.
I don't know, dog. It was pretty slow.
Yeah, it was pretty slow.
Charlie, did you suggest this movie?
I did suggest this movie, Jim. It's not one of my better choices, but I.
No, my question is had you seen this when you suggested it?
Yeah, I did. Because
so you knew this movie kind
well,
of
well, I listen, if you're in the right frame of mind when you watch this, you're going to appreciate the humor, which is really dry humor.
Oh, like that guy's... Because Lily doesn't do shit in this movie. Like,
the only thing that's missing from this werewolf movie...
I want to flip this table over.
Hey, the only thing that's missing from this werewolf movie is a werewolf. Until, like, the last 5 minutes of the movie.
Well, that's your big reveal.
Big reveal, right. But it could have... the pacing could have been better.
I gotta say, Charlie, up until today, I thought Old was gonna be the shittiest movie we watched all season.
Oh, God.
It felt like how the pacing of how the doors kept opening and closing at the same time. It reminded me of the Cornetto trilogy of Edgar Wright movies. You know how sometimes they use those transitions to their to their game? Like, for example, Shaun of the Dead, like the.
Right.
Yeah.
It's along the same lines as that, only the humor.
But it didn't become as iconic.
The humor is too
dry.
Subdued. Yeah, it's too dry. You're almost too dry.
It's like the only way you can. It's like British comedy.
Yeah, it is. It is kind of like.
Because British comedy is dry humor.
Right.
And. It's not as bad as you. Think it is.
No, there are a lot of people who like this movie.
I actually enjoyed what I liked.
Positive on Rotten Tomatoes, right? I mean, it's rated fresh and Rotten Tomatoes.
Well, what about IMDb? What's their rating?
I know IMDb was a 6 out of 10.
Hey, I go off of what IMDb says because I don't trust Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah, I just said they got a 6 out of 10.
They only lost 4 points. That is good. That is good. Better than what the people at Rotten Tomatoes said about Godzilla 80, King of the Monsters.
81% and 86%.
Oh, that's not bad.
That's
good. That's actually pretty good.
And I think to what Charlie said, you just got to be in the right frame
when
to watch.
Well, I think you do, and if maybe I was in the right frame when I watched it the first time, because my daughter and I kind of enjoy that dry humor, and we you know, I was watching with her, and but going back and watching it with you guys, my mind was wandering too. Yeah. You know, I was thinking, well, I know the movie wasn't that long, but it seemed to drag a little bit.
Just a little.
But, like I said, you have to be kind of in that frame of mind where you're going to sit down and you're just going to
enjoy
the characters. Yeah. And you're not really looking for this, you know, this balls out kind of horror, you know, shock.
Mm-hmm.
Because it doesn't deliver those at all. But it...
At all.
No.
Well, there's a few...
No.
Minor, just...
Yeah, they're very minor.
Minor.
Yeah.
Minor.
One would say minuscule.
Yeah, but you also got to remember, though, I mean, horror never always used to show everything.
No.
A lot of it was up to your imagination.
Show something.
Yeah.
No, but I think...
Show something.
I mean, I'm just saying, like, you go back to, like...
They showed the hair... So you
don't
can be
show,
like,
don't show them talking for like 20 minutes.
Well, yeah,
I get it.
But I mean, that's like,
hey, and after that, don't show them talking for like 15 more.
Right.
Yeah.
And that is the problem with the movie.
That is the fade out.
You have to follow what the characters say. It's more of a character study.
You know, but
than
the
it
problem,
is a horror film.
You know what the problem is with this movie? And this is the problem with fucking haunts right now.
Oh, don't say that.
This is the exact movie that Halloween Horror Nights Los Angeles would do a maze based on.
And it would be...
Hey, Jimmy, I'm down for this being a maze.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, God.
No.
I would skip over that one.
I wouldn't even say it would be a scare zone.
They would call it like super meta and like whatever. The new kind of horror experience.
Yeah.
And it would just be fucking black hallways and that chick bouncing out.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of how you would do it, and I don't see a lot here.
I know what you can do. You make it a restaurant and you make the freaking werewolf your server. There it is.
That doesn't play for me. It's a no for me.
Hey, you kind of give this vibe to Return of the Vampire.
I was just trying to be able to use it. That's pretty much.
So here we are. Before we do get into the virtual scare park, what do we all rate this movie? I rated Old a 2.5 last week, I believe. I'm going to go ahead and rank this one 2. Rayanne?
Wow. Old is looking
better. I think visually it looked all right, but it jumped around so much like a poorly designed one act or play. I'm going to go with a 2 as well.
Wow.
It jumped around so much. It was like a scattered play with everyone talking at the same time, and there was no like...
There was a cohesion to it. It just wasn't a great cohesion.
That's when the guys started shooting people.
Well, seeing as Old was a 2 for me last week, I'm probably going to give this one at least a... I'll give this one a 3.5. I actually enjoyed it because, like Charlie said, I actually liked the humor that they actually threw in it. Plus, I liked the main guy who's the ranger. Like, I like the ranger guy because he's funny as hell.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And just his character would bumped it up a 1.5 for me.
Yeah.
3.5.
Okay, 3.5.
Out of what is it? Where are we going?
10.
Out of 10.
Charlie.
Well, because I picked it and because I did enjoy it the first 10. Time I saw it. No, I'm not going to go 10 because the second time, if you had asked me this before I watched it the second time, I probably would have said an 8.
Oh my god.
But now, since I've watched it and I think it's a little slower than I remember it being, or maybe I was just, you know, because I'd seen it, I'm going to say it's a 7.
Wow. Danielle, what do you give this movie?
I think this is like the first movie I've actually fallen asleep to. I think I'll go ahead and give it a 1 just because I laughed once.
I just laughed harder right now than I think at any point in the movie.
I'll never live this one down, I'm sure.
Omar, what would you give this movie 1 out of 10?
I'll give this movie an 8.
Jesus
Christ. Omar, my buddy, he appreciates the humor.
This is my kind of movie right here.
There you go, Omar. We're on the same wavelength. I mean, I thought it was a little slower this time.
1,000 times more than Jason X, that's for sure.
Oh, my God, yes.
Oh. Do not mention its name.
Omar, I have to step in there.
My new best friend, Omar.
And say Jason X is like a 10 compared to this movie.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
That's
terrible.
B.
It's a smart thing to say. Was this a smart thing to say?
You good?
Xander, what do you give this movie?
Be honest.
Off of, not on out of a 10 scale, on.
No, it's a 10 scale. You can't change the scale. Well,
come on. On a scale that Joe Bob would.
On 1 to 10.
What is it?
I would have to give it a 2.5.
Okay. You're walking home.
You're walking
home. He's walking home.
He's like, I'll give you 7.
5.5. Okay, I have to give it a 5.
No,
you can give it a 2.5. Actually, 2.5 doesn't look too bad compared to some of the other scores.
Yeah.
So, walking into what is the virtual scare park of our dreams for this season on this show as it winds down. We have 6 rides: My Bloody Valentine train coaster, the Dream Master dark ride, a Willy's Diner experience, and the Castle Rock Road Racers, the Stephen King dark ride. Scare Zones, we have Wrong Turn, Quiet Place, Fear Street, so room for 2 more Scare Zones out of the 5 there. So room for 2 Scare Zones, 2 rides. Mazes, we have Halloween, H2O, Spiral, Conjuring, Willy's Wonderland, Critters, and Fear Street, again, as a maze, leaving room for what would be 3 mazes. Here's the thing, we're starting to run out of time. Out of the 3 mazes, what we have left really to cover this season before haunt season starts, we are doing our Candyman meetup at the end of the month. That's the season finale. So that's kind of a, you know, anticipate that being a maze, maybe.
Maybe.
I can't see that not being a...
Yeah.
The final Tuesday we record is going to be talking about the final shows. So we're going to be talking about shows. That's the 22nd. The Tuesday before that, so 2 weeks from today, we're talking about American Horror Stories, the summer show that is the anthology show. So everyone start watching American Horror Stories. At the same time, that'll be the day that we celebrate coming off of the heels of Sinister Creature Con. And then we will be celebrating the Horrific Network's 7-year anniversary. So we'll be doing some fun stuff during that podcast as well. You guys won't have to worry about dinner. I'll say that. Anyway, I don't want this to be anything in the virtual scare park, but I do have an idea that I will throw out after everybody else votes, because we do need to fill a spot. So, no.
Draw it out of the hat.
This does not work.
for a anything.
Maze. No, it doesn't work for a maze, for sure.
So, get out of the virtual scare park. Ram, would you want it to be anything in a Halloween attraction?
No. No, it was pretty awful. I mean, if it was a different werewolf movie, I could see, like, some trees and some jump scares, and that would be kind of awesome.
Mm-hmm.
But not with this.
Yeah. Pretty shitty.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I don't see anything.
Yeah. Charlie, we'll come back to you. Xander, do you want to see this in a scare park at all?
I would just see this as just is like one of those weird sightseeing tourist trap things you would just pass along the way if you're going to another state of some sort.
Yeah, on the Mojave on your way to Vegas. That's
what's happening. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, we need a Mojave Desert region for that.
Yeah. Drew, do you want to see this involved? Yeah, you just wait, Charlie. Drew, do you want to see this?
I think if you thought about it, like, hard, you could make it work.
Drew is so nice. He doesn't want it. Doesn't want to trash my pick.
No, because it... Again, it's not as bad as a movie as everyone makes it out to be. You have to like the dry comedy and the pacing. Yeah. I did doze off a little bit here and there, but I still enjoyed the comedy. The comedy that I did enjoy it made the movie.
But funny. The question was, do you see it in a scare park?
Like I was reiterating, I was that saying if you. If you work at it, you could make it into a scare. You could do something with it, but I'm going to have to say no.
Okay. Daniel.
He is really making you wait.
He is. He's making me squirm.
Daniel says no.
Omar's going to say he wants a house.
Omar's going to say yes, he wants it. He wants it to be the theme of the whole park.
Oh, come on. It would just be an entire Mojave desert for that reason.
It could be a house just because, I mean, look at HHN. We got This Is the End, and that wasn't even a horror movie. That was a comedy.
It's true.
If they can work out a comedy movie as a maze, and it'd still be a good thing to, like, walk through.
Good point.
Why not this one?
He's got a point.
He does have a good point.
Not good enough. Charlie.
Hey, Jimmy.
You know, as I was watching it,
we're going to talk about Waterworld, the show, when it comes out, that's for sure.
The things I liked about it were probably not things that would lend itself to a scare park. I like the humor. I like the dry humor. I like the setup of a horror film. But if you're going to really do like a scare park, I just don't think there were enough scares. Mm-hmm. So as much as I appreciate Omar suggesting that it's haunted house and Drew trying really hard to find something that he could like about it, I'm going to have to, after watching it, I've only seen it twice, that there probably isn't enough substance there to make it worthwhile. So I will admit that. Did I enjoy? I will say I did enjoy the movie more than you guys did, but on a different kind of level. So I understand where you're coming from in terms of the scare park, and it probably doesn't fit. I should have done a better pick that would have some element that we could have used in the scare park.
City of the Dead would have pulled that off.
Yep.
That's an old 60s movie with Chris.
Yeah, well, sometimes.
So, anyway, with Werewolves Within coming out, one of the bigger experiences to come out in theaters, that we're not really doing a horror movie about our meetup or anything about this film, but it is very much out. Underappreciated, it is the Escape Room horror movie.
Oh, yeah, that was good. We saw
it. And so the first one was not horrible. Second one was whatever. But one of the final ride attractions, second one, look, I haven't seen it yet. I want to see it. It looks whatever. It doesn't look like it's going to be wonderful, but it doesn't look like it's going to be shitty. Definitely looks like it's been better.
Talking about the escape room? Tournament of Champions?
Yes.
Yeah, we saw it. It was actually really good. Yeah. I think it was actually better than the first one.
Okay.
How about theatrical release? Or?
Yeah, no, we saw it in theaters.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
It was amazing, actually. The actual puzzles in this one were by far more intricate than the first one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, taking into account that escape rooms are insanely popular, and Charlie struck out with Werewolves Within this week, I think we should fill our one of our attraction spots that we have left with an escape room attraction. What theme should the escape room be? That's the ultimate question. Escape room should be themed. Stay with me.
Werewolf Within.
Escape from the Werewolf.
The Dark Arts of Harry Potter.
Oh. You could do that.
You go into the, like, castle dungeon area, whatever.
That castle's awesome.
And it is some kind of a dark arts potion type thing that you got to figure out. That's like one thing that you have to do. But essentially, it gives you a little bit of that HHN IP that we have never seen at HHN here. We've seen it in, like, videos from Halloween Horror Nights Japan. Well, they'll have, like, a Dark Arts scare zone with the Death Eaters and shit. So I think that this thing should be, like, an intricate escape room, like Saw from Las Vegas. So you have Death Eaters and you have, like, Dark art shit happening. Maybe you even have, like, a Voldemort or a Snape scare actor in the escape room, but eventually, like, the theory or the combination that you're figuring out is you got to get into, like, two rooms, maybe like two and a half if you could really stretch it, but the final room is really like the potions classroom, and you got to, like, make this potion. So, like, one of the rooms is stealing the right shit from Snape's whatever. And at the same time, they could do, like, some effects, like the Battle of Hogwarts is taking place or some fucking, like, shit to, like, make it seem like you're pressed for time. So there you go. Dark Arts Escape Room to get thrown in as an attraction this year.
I love that idea.
Danielle's on board.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. I mean, it's got horrific elements to it. I mean, it's... Yeah, it fits. It fits a Halloween theme.
Okay.
Love it.
Ryan says yes. Xander says okay. Charlie even conceding a little bit. Drew?
I will say sure.
A little disgruntled about it, but he says yes.
I would rather you go see Escape Room Tournament of Champions and make your basis off of that.
No, leave it with the Potter and Dark Arts. It would be awesome. So
okay,
awesome.
Okay, you didn't like any of the...
No, I liked it, but I just like this idea.
It's fine. How about this? Yes. There
you go. Okay, so...
Well, it's still playing in theater too.
The Dark Arts escape room is an attraction. Next week is the final week before where we get into the predetermined content, and it is up to Snack and Flick's own Drew. We'll even say it's a combo pick, Drew and Rayanne. What it is your guys' turn to pick a movie.
To pick a movie, huh?
Is it going to be Escape Room Tournament of Champions?
No, because then we'd have to go to the theater because I can't rent it. Horror movie? Well, I don't know. That would be too much of a cheesy horror film to watch, and then it would be three bad movies in a row. Because I was going to say Highway to Hell, but that would be... I mean, it does star one of the better Jasons, which is C.J. Graham.
Never seen this movie.
You've never seen Highway to Hell?
No. I've seen it.
I don't think I have.
It's got, isn't it Rob Lowe's brother and Christy Swanson?
Mm.
Yeah, Rob Lowe's brother and Christy Swanson is in it. I mean, it will definitely make you laugh, and there is horror elements in it just because of the way it is.
Yeah.
Because you're literally on a highway to hell.
Mm. Sounds like it could be a scare zone. Highway to Hell next week. Do we have a way to watch this movie?
Yeah, I can bring it on Blu-ray.
Highway to Hell next week. So there you go. Highway to Hell next week. American Horror Stories the following week. So get caught up on that show for 2 weeks from
FX,
now,
right?
On FX. Yeah. Hulu has all the episodes. They brokered that deal with Hulu to have those episodes up immediately now. Yeah, American Horror Stories in 2 weeks' time.
I'll have to catch up.
And check out SinisterCreatureCon.com to get your tickets. HorrorPack.com. Use code HORRORPICK. Save 10%. Visit the
Myocardium.
On Etsy. We'll put the link to Danielle's shop in the show notes. Snack and Flick podcast, Drew's podcast, we'll put a link to that in the show notes. We will now also, I'm happy to have to be able to say, put a link to the Horrific Network apparel store in the show notes. So we have some shirts that are designed. You can get logos and our shit. I have said all year long, all season long, that I am now the Haunt Chief, and that this table will acknowledge me as such, as I have not made a wrong prediction, as much as it even breaks Omar's heart to go to that soundstage and know Exorcist is sitting inside of it. I am the Haunt Chief. And so one of the shirts, the first shirt that was on our Red Rebel store, was in fact the official Haunt Chief.
Did you say Haunt Chief?
Yeah.
Jim, you're the Haunt Charlie. Chief?
I am the Haunt Chief, and I'm the Haunt Chief. I'll tell you what, we're going to have a Haunt Chief shirt in the store now. That'll be for Charlie, and then we'll have the Haunt Chief too. But we have some of our old logos on shirts right now. But we're going to have custom shirts as we do shit. So coming up with a possible logo for Haunt Season this year. Seeing if we can do like a double-sided shirt through them to do like make it look like a metal tour type thing. Mm. Of all the things that we do this year. Just different things like that that we are looking into. So, yeah, we'll post the link to that store in the show notes and we'll have a proper post about it. And the last thing, Jason and John were both not here this week, but both of them and I will be doing a live stream fundraiser this Sunday playing some of the Roblox content that we get invited to cover periodically. This is all the Halloween Horror Nights content. So four games, essentially, video games. That'll take us about an hour apiece to do Halloween Horror Nights events, virtual events of these years. And as we do that, we're going to be doing a live fundraiser for Haunters Against Hate. So we have the code posted on our social media right now that if you scan that QR code, it'll take you to Haunters Against Hate's donation page so you can donate straight to them. We'll be flashing that QR code throughout the live stream as we do that live stream to kind of support Haunters Against Hate. And we hope that we see you, though, on Sunday as we do the live stream of the actual game, because those haunted houses are pretty fun. hopefully you'll play along with us as well. So next week, Highway to Hell. Stay tuned for more podcasts on the channel. As always, stay tuned to our social media for haunt season / haunt tour updates as far as things that are coming. There's one thing that's like a big thing that as of right now is still happening, but I'm almost know, like in the back of my head, the second that I like say, hey, this is what we're doing this weekend, it's going to get canceled. So I'm like, and I already know what the backup plan would be, but it's like, this has been like a year that this thing has been canceled. So to post about it with that in the back of your mind, I'm pretty hesitant. And it's not even Halloween Horror Nights. It's like a bigger investment than the trip to Halloween Horror Nights.
Wow.
So anyway, we get through this August 14th, 15th, Sinister Creature Con, and then the Midsummer Scream down south convention weekend. And I think after that weekend, pretty much what is out there is going to be what Halloween is looking like as far as the major shit. So we'll go ahead and we'll put pretty much everything that we got scheduled out there by the 14th of August. Anyway, Danielle Shop, Drew Show, Charlie, beautiful as always. Horrible film. Thank you for listening. Good night, everybody.
And somehow I don't think you're going to live it down there, Charlie.
I'm not going to live it down there.
Hey, don't worry. I'll pick... I